Hello everyone, this is Tariq Bliss Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual businesswomen and men thrive doing what they love. I'm really excited for today's audio. It's something very new to my awareness, something that's really powerful, something that I actually have found very little bit of research on and have never found offered in healing services. Today's topic is about harmonizing, balancing, integrating, activating our light masculine balanced with the dark masculine, the light feminine balanced with the dark feminine. And we're going to explain what all that means. So as always, to get started, I invite you to take a conscious deep belly breath and release. Imagine source, God, universal energy pouring down to the top of your head, going all the way down your arms, your hands, your fingers, your upper back, down your spine to your lower back, your heart space, throat chakra, power chakra, your belly area, root chakra, base of your spine, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. And let this energy go 8 feet deep into the earth. And now allow every cell in your body to shine and radiate like the sun, in all directions, raising your vibration higher and higher throughout this call while keeping you grounded, transmuting anything that found its way into your field that is not of the divine blueprint, transmuting that, replacing it with what is for your highest good, and bringing your reality back into complete alignment with your divine plan. And into the timeline where all your heart's dreams are happening. Beautiful. Starting now, do you surrender this whole entire experience to Source, God, Universe? If there's anything stopping you from being able to receive or release the maximum, would you like to clear that? If there's any part of you that is blocking, resisting, sabotaging, interfering with, getting in the way of, or even afraid of all the great things that can come from today's session, would you like to set that aside now, throughout the session and even after the session? And to show it from the highest perspective what's actually going on. Beautiful. Your higher self can connect you with the perfect energies and beings that are for your highest good. Do you give it permission to do that? And do you give them permission to do everything they know to do that is for your highest good starting now? Your higher self knows you better than you know yourself. It knows exactly what's going on with you, and it knows exactly what to do about it. Do you give it permission to choose what to work on during today's session and to automatically do an infinity healing for each item on that list starting now? Beautiful. Okay, so before we continue, I want you to know that the dark doesn't necessarily mean the bad side of masculine, although it's portrayed that way. I want you to remember that we are all energies. And in every energy, there's masculine and feminine. And everyone is somewhere in the spectrum. And some of us are perfect balance of both. And same thing with the light and the dark. Remember the yin-yang sign? There is light in the darkness, darkness in the light. This is not about good or bad, or good against evil. There is a side of us that is considered dark, and there's a side of us that's considered light. Now, obviously, this is based on our programming. For example, I remember once when I adopted two cats, and one of the cats killed a mouse and dropped it on my bed. And I was married at the time. And I freaked out, and I was like, why would the cat do that? Why did it just kill the mouse? And I was gonna get upset, and my ex-wife at the time was like, "Don't get upset. The cat wants to hear something like, 'Oh, good girl,' like it's trying to impress you. It's doing this for you, you know. So it wants good feedback in return, like, 'Oh, thank you so much.'" So I had to force myself to go, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate this." And get rid of the mouse and send it a little prayer, and I think we buried it in the backyard. So, as beautiful and loving as a cat, you know, cats beautiful, loving, but they could kill a bird, they can kill a mouse, they can kill an insect, from that place of innocence and playfulness. Now we look at that and we might project and say that's dark, but that's based on our programming. So we really need to look at this from fresh eyes, knowing that everything, you know, there is an animal in man, you know. The Native Americans have a beautiful saying about we have two wolves, the white wolf and the black wolf, and which one will dominate depends on which one we feed more. So if we're spending more time, you know, feeding the light wolf, that's going to increase, but same thing. Say another problem comes up is the bigger the light, the bigger the darkness, right? The bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. So we can't have one without the other. This is not about suppressing our dark side. This is about ab observing it, dialoguing with it, finding healthy ways for it to be expressed. For example, when I went to this event where I learned about these different archetypes, I left there wondering, what is it that we can do to allow more space for the dark side of us to come out and play? And what came to me was physical combat. So getting into, you know, boxing, because that is you actually harming another person, but obviously in a safe way with gloves. But it allowed this aggression, you know, that's within the dark masculine to come out in a healthy way. So we are responsible to find ways for these parts of ourselves to be expressed in a safe and healthy way. So for each side, even with the light side, you can be too passive. You can let people walk all over you. Yeah, you're in your light, let's say feminine or masculine, but you're not holding your ground. You're not sticking up for yourself, so that could also have an unhealthy side. So it's all about the healthy light masculine, the healthy dark masculine. So this is really important that we get that there's a healthy dark masculine, meaning let's say, and dark feminine as well. Let's say you're working and your boss is like, "Hey, we just fired someone. Now you're going to do your job and their job." So now the dark feminine or the dark masculine comes up to defend itself. "No, this is not right. I'm not going to do that." So that's the healthy dark side coming out. So for each and every one of these, there's healthy and unhealthy. By the end of the call today, we're going to have it all balanced and integrated. So let's talk about these and get into the infinity healing. And to be clear, how I understand the dark is the hidden part of ourselves, the buried part of ourselves. That's another way to look at the dark part of ourselves. And one of the problems that comes up if you don't have the internal balance of these energies is the external seeking of the energy you lack from a partner. For example, if you're too much in your feminine, you're going to really look for that external masculine energy to balance that instead of balancing it within yourself and maybe, you know, going to the gym or getting into some kind of physical activities or building something, any masculine activities. This on the surface may seem quite acceptable, but on one of the problems with seeking completion from an external source, or in this case, a person, is total reliance on that person. So when you're not allowing the healthy balance between these two, you start to seek it outside of yourself. Same thing with the light and the dark. If you're too much into the light, and then suddenly you connect with, you know, what we call a bad boy or a bad girl kind of energy, and then you're like, "Wow, I'm so attracted to this person." Well, you're attracted because you haven't balanced that within yourself. It's not saying right or wrong. It's just saying, let's understand why we're being fully attracted to this person. If you're too much in your feminine and you meet someone who's super macho, you're going to be attracted to them because you don't have that balance within yourself. Too much in the light, you'd find someone who's got darker energy and be attracted to them. And just look back on your relationships and reflect and see which where your partners were in those times to see what kind of energies you're attracting. And maybe this will give you some insights as to what parts of you could use more balancing and integrating. And the negative thing about those kind of relationships is that's it. You're now kind of in a codependent experience where you're needing them to balance out your masculine, feminine, light and dark. Which means when there's a breakup, this will cause a lot of suffering because you've become dependent on them. Masculine energy is more of a purpose-driven mindset. So the completion of a mission is the driving force behind masculine energy. We just want to complete something. We just keep at it till it's done. While the feminine energy is more of a caregiving mindset. So you can reach a level of satisfaction from knowing that those around you are safe and cared for, like more of a nurturer, etc. Let's get into them. So the light masculine is generally world-wise, gentlemanly, sophisticated. Some of the energies I think of with a light masculine are John Lennon, Jesus Christ, Gandhi, Martin Luther King. The light masculine energies include the energies of protection, giving, support, and doing. The dark masculine is generally reckless, wild, prone towards fighting. The dark masculine is basically an egotistical, passionate, an aggressive man who rarely treats women well, but sometimes women are drawn to them anyways. While the dark masculine is the hunter, this is in Freudian terms, we also think of the dark masculine as the bad boy. Sometimes we crave it and fear it at the same time. And we can look back in our lives when we've found ourselves around these kind of people. A lot of times empaths are attracted to these kind of people. Again, I invite you in those moments to go, how can I activate and integrate more of this within myself? The light feminine, angelic, conservative, feels love. The Madonna is light femininity, the mother of Christ, pure, virginal, despite everything, the embodiment of what women should be. At least that's what we're conditioned. When I say light femininity, I talk about the traits like gentleness, purity, kindness. It's easy to envision some fair maiden as the embodiment of this concept, but there's a lot of other expressions of light femininity. The good mother, the dutiful wife, the midwife, the healer, all these different kind of archetypes. The traits include being nurturing, devotion, patience, are all part of the package as well. These are the things that quote-unquote good women are expected to be, the roles that are expected to be taken up by women. The light feminine woman can progress from gentle maiden to good wife to kindly mother, and she can embody these qualities throughout her life. She's more likely to be naive, uneducated, and reliant on men for knowledge and information. So this could be the unhealthy light feminine. This is not an accident. In an individual work, it may be unintentional, but as a societal whole, it is known that ignorance, misinformation, and lack of education decreases one's power, keeping quote-unquote good women in the dark, metaphorically, in a way of reinforcing that. A light feminine character is a hero sidekick, or a damsel in distress. That's basically all she can be. The light feminine character supports the male character's decision. Again, there's the healthy version of this and the unhealthy version of this. Some archetypes that come to mind when I think of this character would be the Mother Teresa's and Princess Diana. Dark feminine, devilish, liberal, plays with desire. Sometimes this is the archetype that is labeled as the whore. That word alone sums up so much of what dark femininity is. It carries tons of baggage beyond just the literal meaning of prostitute. It's become a catch-all word for any woman who behaves in any way a man deems inappropriate or unacceptable. In terms of in the Bible, should the whore redeem herself, start acting like feminine instead of the dark light feminine instead of the dark feminine, she can be at best a Magdalene, derived from Mary Magdalene, one of Jesus's followers, and a reformed prostitute. Again, there's been so much tampering with all of this information by the masculine that it's hard to really tell what actually happened. Basically, that person who is, I like to see this archetype as just free-spirited, wild, just naturally wild, wanting to explore sexuality, wanting to explore her power, wanting to challenge the status quo. You know, basically, if she looks around and sees all women are being, you know, kind of giving men the power, she's going to be the one who challenges the men, etc. Another archetype that gets thrown into this dark feminine is the witch. You know, the dark feminine, the witch, the one who's so powerful, but she works with dark energies and puts spells on people and, you know, works with dark magic. You know, be careful, she's so powerful. We're intrigued, but we're also afraid. She's the healer. She works with herbs, into witchcraft. But again, a lot of, you know, just how we talked about all of that in a dark way, that can also be based on our prejudice, our ignorance, and our judgments, whereas all of that could be used in a beautiful, loving, light way, from the heart in alignment with our spirit. But because of ignorance, we have it's tainted it a little bit and made it seem dark. A dark feminine character sees so many more doors open. She can be the hero, or maybe she's just a straight-up villain. Maybe she's a tragic hero. Maybe she's the femme fatale, or a wise mentor, or the kick-in-the-ass protagonist that needs to keep going. She can be the sidekick of the hero or a minion of the villain. Beautiful. Okay, so I hope that helped, just getting more information about the different aspects of the light, the dark, the masculine, the feminine, the healthy versions of them, and the unhealthy versions of them. And now we're going to get into the infinity healing to integrate and activate all aspects of ourselves. Now, if we ignore our dark side or our shadow side or the part of us that's hidden, then it's going to get more and more powerful. And then in moments of unconsciousness, if you're not aware, it could slip up and allow for really weird behavior that gets you into trouble. And that's when relationships, the people in the relationship say, I don't know what happened. It really didn't feel like that was me. Well, guess what? It's a part of you. So the more we integrate that, the more we're not going to have experiences where something just came out of nowhere and we were wondering, why did that happen? How can we say such things? How can we do such things? This way, we're aware of the fact that we're capable of doing really intense things, and we're integrating it. We're at peace with it. It's right there. We're aware of it. We communicate with it. We give it safe space for it to come out and play, etc. So would you like an infinity healing to integrate, balance, activate, to receive an infinity healing for the light masculine? Would you like an infinity healing to balance it, activate it, integrate it, do everything that Source God Universe knows to do for it? And to have our higher self make sure that we maintain it, being in the healthy balance, the healthy version of the dark masculine. Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing for Source, God, Universe to do everything it knows to do that is for your highest good for the light masculine? Clearing all the fears, emotions, beliefs, and everything from the root of the root of the root that's in the way of this happening right now. Sharing it with our inner children, parents, ancestors, all lifetimes. Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing for Source, God, Universe to do everything it knows to do that is for your highest good for the dark feminine? Beautiful. And would you like an infinity healing for Source, God, Universe to do everything it knows to do for the light feminine? Beautiful. Would you like Source, God, Universe to integrate, balance, activate, do everything it knows to do for all these areas, making sure the higher self always keeps you in a healthy balance of the dark, the light, the masculine, the feminine? Would you like that? Would you like to attract and manifest infinite opportunities, or as much as is best for you, opportunities to allow all sides to come out and play, to have a healthy way to express themselves, to have all of that balanced and integrated within you, letting go of all the traumas in the way, the programming from social media, from media, from society, from culture, religion, ancestors, really allowing us to be free to be me. I'm free to be me. I'm free to express all aspects of myself. Healthy balance, healthy expression. Finding the perfect ways to bring out these aspects of ourselves. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. So whenever you're ready, open up your eyes, take a deep breath, take a big stretch. Beautiful. And this was recorded on 28/08/2018. That has got another 888 in it, triple infinity. Definitely check out the link to our Triple Infinity bracelets. We've just launched them. Actually, we're launching them in a few days, but I want you all to receive it firsthand because we have a special rate for the first few that we sell. Powerful Infinity Healing bracelets for relationships, for life purpose alignment, for financial abundance. When I tested out the three and I wore them for a month, I ended up going for a month on vacation, even though I was supposed to go there for a week. I got my first paid gig to be in a festival, never happened before, getting paid to perform my music. Just felt like I was on a vacation, you know, went scuba diving, just felt so free. I haven't felt that free in the last 10 years since I started my business. I got to connect with a beautiful soul sister, beautiful soul brothers, soul tribe, Everything just felt so easy and abundant, like going out every single day, celebrating every day, hanging out, lying down on the grass, just connecting with random people, being offered so many beautiful things, shot a video and had it all edited in like 2 3 days. I think we hit the six-figure mark, even though I didn't work. I barely worked while I was there, and we still made, as a company, I still made 6 figures that month. So I really recommend buying all three. So we're gonna send you guys a link to check them out, read more about them, and get dibs, basically get the first opportunity to invest in them before we launch them to everyone else. All right, guys, I love you. Thanks for all the work that you're doing on yourself, your commitment, your dedication to yourself. Know that these are things that honestly you can't find. I don't find this anywhere else. I've never been part of a healing group that mentioned anything close to this. So know that I'm consistently, continuously learning and growing and evolving and channeling directly from source what is needed for myself and for you and for our tribe. So I'm grateful to have you on board. I'm excited for your breakthroughs. Keep us in the loop. Share with us what starts to happen for you in the next few days. And make sure you drink lots of water. I love you. I'll see you next time.